Good morning. It is 8:42. Galesburg's morning news. New mitigations here in the state of Illinois. They've started today. I'm feeling better already. I'm not sick at all. Physically, as far as I know, but anyway. It means different things for different types of businesses, and the Knox County YMCA is going to remain open. And, you know, the great thing is you're still going to be able to do a lot of the same things you had been doing already, and that's a great thing. Joining us to talk more about it, the CEO, Adam Sampson. Adam, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's been obviously slightly more than crazy for you from the start of this thing, and it was unfortunate that you had to completely be closed down early on, right, like a lot of businesses. And unfortunately, you may have lost a few people along the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We know a lot of people are scared, you know, and we're just trying to take it day by day. What's next? Make sure we can do everything we can to keep people safe, keep the place clean. There's something to be said about staying healthy. I know I've talked to a few of the local leaders at our hospitals over the last month or so, and, you know, they've kind of identified that people are sicker. And this has nothing to do with COVID. It's just people aren't as active. People aren't doing the things that keep them healthy. So hopefully for those that feel comfortable, they can still come out to the, both of the Y locations. Just a few changes is all. So
And you mentioned that being healthy, you know, and honestly, even with the whole COVID thing, the healthier you are, you're better, your chances of it not being as big a deal for you or surviving it.
Absolutely. You know, spirit, mind, and body, you know, they go hand in hand. And I think that, you know, just your mental health, your physical health, to battle, you know, diseases or life, stress, anything, you know, I think keep moving is an important piece of that.
So for a lot of people, it's different exercises or different ways of working out that people like to do. I like to swim. Will I be able to do it? Yes. I like to lift weights, free weights. Will I be able to do it? Yes. Mm-hmm. I like to work, some of the other machines on the weight side. Yes. Walk the track. Yes. Mm-hmm. Shoot some baskets. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Get on an elliptical or on a treadmill. Yes. Absolutely. It's yes to everything. That's the
absolutely
great thing.
Absolutely. You know, obviously, the governor has mandated face coverings in most of those areas we just talked about. For myself, I like to use a face shield, which we have available at the Y. We just ask that you return it after you clean it. It's not ideal, but, I could think of some of the runners will struggle a little more than people like maybe you and I, Tom, that, you know, lift some weights, you know, move around, do those type of things. And, whatever it takes to get us through this, we're gonna try and do.
I beg to differ. I think I'll really struggle. I'm just saying. No, but you mentioned the face shield, and I actually saw you out there yesterday. You had one of them on.
Yep.
It's not constrictive like a face mask. It's not right on where you're breathing, and you're actually breathing fresh air over and over also.
The face shields that we have at the Y are almost like wearing glasses with the shield on them. I find when I lift weights with those on, it's a lot easier for me to breathe, and I feel different inside that and still protecting myself and others. So
absolutely. Adam Sampson, CEO of the Knox County YMCA, joining us here this morning. There's basketball. Obviously, you're not going to be able to play games. It was mostly the kids that were playing at this point. And that'll be a hard one because they're not getting it at the school either. And that's tough. I know it's hard for you, and you got to go in and tell them, like, guys, you got to break it up. Can't be playing. You can shoot.
I mean,
whatever.
Tom, I grew up in living in gyms like that and playing basketball with my buddies and kept me from doing a lot of wrong things. And obviously this new mitigation doesn't lend itself to those kids getting to just get rid of some energy, just being able to, you know, see your buddies. I mean, it means a lot to them. And just as it is when, you know, you and I visit every time we see each other, you know, it's good for our soul. And a lot of those kids aren't getting those opportunities and let alone, you know, playing, you know, even the basketball players playing underneath the lights on Friday, you know? So,
Well, that's so much what the Y is about, which makes it even that much harder as well. That fellowship that goes along with the body and the mind.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and I don't think that's just exclusive to kids. You know, right. I there's a lot of older ladies that I just become so connected with in their lives that, you know, we're the only person that they talk to in a day, or you know, they look forward to that, you know, and you know, hopefully most of them will be able to do a lot of the same things that they've been doing. But yeah, I mean, you really think about it. It's not only, you know, a wellness center, it's a gathering. It's where people gather sometimes. Yeah. And now with new mandates, we're trying to separate people. So, but we're going to do the best we can to keep our doors open and still provide services to the community. And, we have to, you know, that's those, the funds from those memberships and our fundraising all go to allow us to provide other care in the community.
Well, the unfortunate thing, you mentioned gathering and those that like to take the group fitness classes. Yeah. Well, that's the unfortunate. And I understand with these mitigations, yeah, yeah. It would be impossible to do that
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah, the new mandates strictly say no group fitness classes. So we're going to pause those. We hope it's only for, you know, maybe a month or so, you know, but we'll see how this goes. We had to pause those, and there's some sports that we're going to have to pause, and but we're going to try to be creative. You know, I think about our swim team. You know, you're talking about a lot of kids. We're going to find a way to do some one-on-one with all of those participants, and we're going to find ways to do that in our gymnastics programs and tumbling and things like that, where kids still have something to do. It may not be the length that it was before, but something, because, you know, trying to balance, you know, being safe and, you know, also being healthy, you know, and I mean that in the full sense of mentally, physically, emotionally, you know. So, yeah.
Adam Sampson, CEO of the Knox County YMCA, joining us here this morning. And, you know, that the great thing is that anybody is eligible for a membership. You Absolutely. Find a way to Absolutely. Get people in, and that's the great thing. So, you know, maybe it's a case right now, I don't care what your age is, if you're yep. suffering from just not having contact with other human beings. Yeah, you can still have contact without, yeah. with still being within yep. all the protocols and everything yeah, you, if, with a Knox County YMCA membership, but whether absolutely. It's downtown or out at the other Y, there are ways that you can still interact with people. And plus, as you said, work on the body as well.
Yep. Absolutely. No one's turned away due to the inability to pay. And that's probably why I work at the Y, that statement there that, you know, you make it for all, no matter what, you know. I can remember early in my career playing basketball, a noon pickup basketball game in a downtown Y, and looking around and seeing, you know, a judge, a lawyer, the president of the bank, you know, a guy that just got out of prison, you know, a construction worker, and a guy that worked at the Y. And, you know, that really encompasses, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you make, because when you're there, we're all on the same footing.
Yep, you're all the member on equal footing. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit quickly. Sure. If you've not been by the Y lately, you need to go by and take a look. You're going to see some construction going on, yeah. and it's really, really starting to come together. Basically, it's going to be a brand new entrance, an office yep. area, and it's going Absolutely. To be really, really nice when that's done. Talk a little bit about that and where we're at this point.
Absolutely. Out at our Sandberg YMCA, we brought together some funders in our community, and they stepped up immensely. So the idea, if you know, the original Y was built in 78, and it was built for a lot smaller capacities than we're experiencing now. So what we're trying to do is a couple of things. One, create an entrance that doesn't create bottlenecks and flows easier. And when we get through this pandemic, where people can easily sit and not be sitting on top of others. Another piece is we have this beautiful pool that we want to show off when you come in. So, and also, you know, when we have swim meets, you might have 1,500 people at the Y, and not everybody can fit into the Vitale Aquatic Center. But this will allow people to watch through the lobby, everything that's happening in our pool, and just kind of make it a grand lobby overall. And I think it lends itself to any other thoughts of expansion in the future. It'll really, you know, serve us well.
Well, it's really neat. If you've been there and maybe not been for a while, if you walk in, you can kind of see through the plastic hanging up where they're working on that yep. whole area to see the entire old lobby. Everything's gone.
It's gone.
It's all gone. Offices, bathrooms, it's yep. all gone.
Yep, absolutely. Another need that we're trying to fit when this is special needs locker rooms where someone can go in with their child and shower and not be in, you know, a bigger locker room. I think that was a big piece of what we were doing, you'll be very surprised when it's done. It's going to be beautiful, and we can't thank the people that made it possible more. So
yeah. So if you want to go out and check it out and thinking about a membership, and you say, well, where do I go in now? Well, you'll see there's a ramp that goes up past the construction area, and the entrance as of right now is heading right yeah. into the fitness center.
Yep, right into the fitness center. That'll be our temporary, and we hope to. We hope to get this wrapped up sometime in February, but I feel like they're moving pretty fast right now. They've had some nice weather, and the things that you have to do outside, they're getting closer to finishing. So that's always a plus.
And again, remind you, if you're a mother, a father with a child or children, a family, or if you're a whole family, you just say, well, I just can't afford that. Can't afford that for my kids. I'd like to. Yes, you can.
Absolutely. My favorite word, Tom. Yes, I can. Yes, we will. And, you know, the spectrum is, you know, so far stretched that we can help the poorest to the richest. It doesn't matter. We'll just find a number. You know, we're going to ask you what can you pay, and we'll figure that out.
So. Yeah, and scholarships available as well.
Yep, absolutely,
and everything
all paid for through our scholarship funds and through our membership revenues. Yep.
Knox County YMCA is open, and you know what you were doing before, you're more than likely going to be able to still do.
Absolutely, I look forward to seeing everybody down there.
Adam, thanks so much for time as always.
Yep. Thanks, Tom.